Freeride World Tour athletes are in Haines and excited to take on the mountains they say are internationally renowned. And two marijuana business license applications crop up for Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The State Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office began accepting marijuana business license applications on February 24th. So far, it has received nearly 200 applications from around the state. But just two of those are from would-be pot proprietors in the Upper Lynn Canal, and they're both in Skagway. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has the details.
Coyote and Toad's Garden and Remedy Shop are potential future pot businesses in Skagway. The first is a proposed cultivation facility, and the second, a retail store. Tara Bass is the owner of the retail business. Bass declined to comment for this story, but according to her application, the shop would be located on 3rd Avenue. Recently passed municipal zoning regulations around pot businesses dictate that a conditional use permit needs to be approved by the Planning Commission before the shop could open. Coyote and Toad's Garden is a planned cultivation facility owned by Steve Briotti and Tiffany Mentz, both of Skagway. It's on Rio Faux Lobo Road, out of town, off the Klondike Highway. Planning Commission Chair Orion Hansen says the planned cultivation facility is located in an industrial use zone, so no permit is needed. But before the businesses get to that point, they have to get approved by the state and the municipality. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch says public notices have to be posted for 30 days so residents have a chance to weigh in. Then they have to go before the assembly. Besides that, the question around mandatory testing is still up in the air. There are four different types of licenses: cultivation, retail, testing, and manufacturing. Most of the 200 applications are for cultivation, the growing of pot, and just three are for testing facilities, one in Anchorage, one in Fairbanks, and one in Wasilla. So how are rural communities supposed to get their products tested for potency and impurities if transporting pot or pot products is not allowed? The answer still remains to be seen. Other southeast towns that have jumped on the pot biz bandwagon are Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, Wrangell, Petersburg, and communities on Prince of Wales Island. A new timeline for state approval for cultivation and testing licenses is mid-June, while retail and manufacturing licenses have to wait until September. According to a release from the state, the delay for retail and manufacturing is needed so that legally grown, tested, and tracked marijuana is available before products are manufactured or sold. In Haines, local regulations or zoning haven't been broached officially by the assembly yet, but interim manager Brad Ryan says with no licenses submitted, they're not too worried. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
The National Park Service announced last month that it's seeking local sculptors to provide designs for a sculpture set to be displayed in downtown Skagway. The selected figure will be the focus of a new Ton of Goods exhibit on Broadway Street, directly across from the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park Visitor Center. The service hopes to contract with the winning contestant to provide a scale model for a large sculpture of a Gold Rush stampeder. The piece will be installed as part of the agency's upcoming centennial celebration. Sculptors interested in entering the design contest should submit sketches and/or a model accompanied by concept descriptions before 5 p.m. on Tuesday, March 22nd. The winning entry will be selected by March 31st. Contact Mike Trunnell, superintendent, at 983-9200 with questions. The Margaret Franz Brady Fund scholarships are up to a total of $6,000 and available for students pursuing arts. The deadline to apply is April 15th. In partnership with the Juneau Community Foundation, the Brady family of Skagway provides the money to qualifying area students who are pursuing artistic excellence. The fund was established in 2012 at the Juneau Community Foundation to support arts and education projects and programs in Skagway and northern southeast Alaska. Since 2013, a total of $17,950 has been awarded to 20 area students. Scholarships are considered for all students pursuing creative arts, including writing, music, visual, and performance arts. These scholarships include grants to help artists attend art camps, schools, colleges, symposiums, or conferences. The scholarship committee will make recommendations and announce this year's scholarships by May 15th. Application forms are available on the Juno Community Foundation website at junocf.org. For more information, contact Jeff Brady at 973-2354. An international Big Mountain ski and snowboard competition is back in Haines. The Freeride World Tour tests the skills of alpine athletes from around the world, with stops in five countries. The athletes say the slopes in France, Austria, and Andorra don't compare with the mountains in Haines. Haines residents might be surprised to find out the peaks that make up our daily backdrop have a towering reputation across the globe. Here's Eva Volkner, an Austrian skier.
I don't know if people from Haines, if they know how famous their village is, you know, all over the world, skier and snowboarder, it's probably the most famous place in the world. And it's the big goal for each skier to come to Haines once in a lifetime. Everybody's saving money, you know, that they can go.
Right.
And into now the good snow.
Oh, beautiful, tearing up this big chunk of open face.
What a spray.
Eva Volkner is crowning
this.
As the commentators watched Volkner's run in Haines last year, they knew she was headed for a first-place win among the women skiers. Volkner is leading her category again this year. She says the experience of skiing in Haines is different than the more crowded, built-up European stops that precede it.
And yeah, it's so exciting to stand up, you know, at the top and just, mountains. It's crazy.
What is it about the mountains here that make them so special? Swiss snowboarder Anflor Machter says because the mountains are so close to the water, the snow sticks on very steep faces.
And the way it builds up to those beautiful ice creamy spines make it so playful, especially maybe for us snowboarders, is that one perfect shaped terrain and exciting and yet like really, actually really technical and really impressive and a bit scary, but so perfect. And for us, it's the one place you find it, you know, it's in Haines, and that's why we're all so excited to come here.
The mountains in Alaska are famous, especially the ones around Haines.
Austrian snowboarder Flo Orli might be the athlete who has competed in freeride the longest, 16 years.
Before Haines was on the schedule, everybody on the tour talked about qualifying for the finals, and now everybody's talking about qualifying for Alaska, because this is a dream of every freerider in the world to ride these spectacular mountains where the snowpack is so safe that you can ride the steepest faces of our planet.
The pool of athletes is cut by about half before coming to Haines. Only the 30 or so with the top rankings compete here. Orli says this will be his last time competing in the freeride. He says he's looking forward to that moment where he's standing at the top of the mountain about to descend.
But the moment you leave the start gate and you do your first turn, you're so caught up in the moment, you don't even hear the helicopter above your head anymore. You're just focusing on your riding, sticking your jumps, finding your line. It's like you're caught in a dream, and only when you're at the very bottom and you're riding out to the flat, you're waking up again.
Oh, he's fighting his way. He swam his way out there. Yes, he has made it.
He's on his feet. Oh, my God. What an amazing hit he had there.
Flo Orli succeeds.
It's not easy for Freeride to include Haines in its roster of competition spots. It's the most expensive destination for the tour because of the remoteness and lack of infrastructure in the mountains. All the athletes and crew need to be flown in helicopters. Snowboarder Machter says it's a tough spot, but it needs to be kept in the lineup.
For me, for a competition tour being called the Freeride World Tour, like for free riding, it needs to stop here in Alaska, especially here in Haines for that terrain. And I think it would make no sense to have a whole tour around the world competing in freeriding without stopping by in this amazing place.
Now, what the freeride athletes refer to as the waiting game begins. The organizers have to wait for the perfect weather and snow conditions for the competition to take place. Last year, they had to hold off until the very last minute before taking on the mountains. But the athletes say the wait is worth it. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Speed.
opening up his wingspan there to stabilize him. He's like an albatross, those huge arms as he just pins it down the face. It.
For updates on when the competition will take place, go to the Freeride World Tour's Facebook page or website. It will be live streamed at freerideworldtour.com. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.